this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIO.com. With me today is SearchCIO.com IT Leadership Awards finalist Eric Holley, CIO of Utah State University in Salt Lake City. It was Eric's success in bringing together centralized and decentralized IT at USU by creating shared services, common standards, and engendering a culture of voluntary participation that made him one of this year's finalists. You can read all about his work at SearchCIO.com. But today, Eric is joining me to share some of his insights on technology issues in education and across industries. Thank you for joining me, Eric.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
How are, and you touched on this before, you mentioned students bringing in tablets. I wanted to ask how mobile technologies are changing the way that you do business.
It goes back to the buzzwords, the acronyms that we all hear. Bring your own device.
Mm-hmm.
When people bring their own device, you have to ask yourself the question, how can that device become an attention focuser rather than an attention distractor?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the strategic question that we're asking. That question applies both to the technology that we deliver, the policies that we implement, and how the students and how teachers develop curriculum and how students use it. And so it's important that we don't ignore mobile technologies. If you do, they come into the classroom and they're a distraction because you're not using them to your advantage. We can't ignore it or it becomes a distraction rather than a focuser.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where it's important that we change the way we teach to find ways to use mobile, because those mobile devices are in the classroom. Those mobile devices are in the business. And if they're not being used to focus and we aren't helping people by using those devices for lecture capture or by using those devices for basic feedback in place of raising the hand.
Mm-hmm.
You see Poll EV and some of Poll Everywhere, some of those types of tools that help people focus their attention by using the devices they bring in those areas. And it really changes the way we have to design courses and use technology so that those pieces are relevant. The second thing I'd mention is around infrastructure. Bring your own device is also bring your own storage.
Hmm.
This is a huge hole in technology offering in the world today. For example, when you talk about bring your own device in business, and you talk to VMware, and you talk to Citrix, or you talk to other folks that are producing, ways to secure, enterprise or corporate data. They're producing good products, which allow you to access corporate data or corporate storage from these mobile devices and keep it secure. But in the higher education vertical, that's incredibly expensive.
Mm.
If I have to replicate my own storage for students, the old way of doing it is we used to provide storage for our students, central storage, governed storage, and if we provide a virtual desktop or a streamed application through Citrix or VMware or Microsoft, the question is, okay, now how do the students access the files in the storage that we provide? It's very easy if Utah State University buys that storage and pays for all the commercial platforms to secure that and provide the data securely back to the students on their mobile device. But students and myself, they're not using traditional storage provided by higher education. They're using Google Drive, Dropbox, They're using SkyDrive. But you look out in the industry, you know, they're not only bringing their own device, they're bringing their own storage systems to the university. But if I want to provide them a virtual desktop or a streamed application so they can access, for example, specialized software in their program that they can't afford to license on their own and want to use the university's licenses, how do I connect those to Dropbox, or how do I connect those to SkyDrive, or how do I connect those to Google Drive, which is the storage system that they bring with them? And you know what the shocking answer is right now? You can't.
Oh.
Because VMware doesn't provide an option to map their streamed or virtual desktop systems to Dropbox or SkyDrive on a mobile device. If you download a Citrix app or a VMware app to provide Windows or an AutoCAD program down to your mobile device, VMware and Citrix want to sell you their own storage solutions to solve that problem, but they don't allow you to connect into the free storage that students bring. And when I talk to them, they say interesting things like, well, that's interesting, but business doesn't want that because they're worried about security. Business doesn't want people using Dropbox. Well, in higher education, we do. It's going to keep tuition down. The storage is free. How can we integrate public cloud storage with mobile application delivery systems? And there's a huge hole in the industry right now. And so that's got to change the way the industry does business in the consumerization of IT in the higher education vertical.
Wow. I was not aware of that.
I was shocked when I found that out. Hopefully I have a chance to talk with the Citrix CEO in a week here, and I'll talk to them about how they help us integrate consumer bring-your-own storage, because it's not just bring your own device.
Yeah, and that's a huge market and a huge hole.
it really, really is.
I'm amazed that that was overlooked. So not to wind up on a down note, I think we could make it a positive.
I like down notes because that's where there are opportunities.
That is so positive. and this is important to discuss. I wanted to ask you what you think poses the biggest risk to your business and how can it be addressed?
The biggest risk to higher education. Here it is. Answer this question for the future. What is the value of an academic degree?
Oh, boy.
That's the strategic question. The way that question is answered by the people who are paying for their degrees in a world of ever-increasing tuition becomes the strategic question in answering that risk question. What is the value of an academic degree? You know, you go back to Clayton Christensen's stories where he tells his milkshake story. You know, people hire a product because they're trying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Why is someone willing to take out a student loan to get an academic degree? What do they expect? Is it school to work, the idea that I'm getting this degree so that I can get specific skills so that people will hire me, that's certainly one approach. And if we answer that question that way, so what's the value of an academic degree? So I can make more money and get a better job. Okay, that's school to work. So if we do that, talking about how we address it, we have to start capturing better what hiring businesses need, what hiring businesses are hiring for, and we have to come back and develop course curriculum around that need. In other words, it's not higher education forcing students in education upon businesses. It's going back to businesses, finding out what businesses need, and changing the curriculum and the degree programs in higher education so that we're feeding a market that's hiring. And that is a little bit different from, I guess, the old school way where an accreditation process drives curriculum, or where tenured faculty who have been there for 20 years drive curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, in that model, education is about ROI, return on investment, and we need and we must develop a tighter coupling of returns on the investment. How do you adapt to rapid technology hiring changes with stereotypical static tenured faculty and stereotypical static curriculum? How do you adapt to a new technology that changes immediately, that there's a huge market for, that we can get people trained in that traditional world? The answer is, we have to change it. Are we retooling? And we also have to look at making sure education is not a one-size-fits-all.
Mm-hmm.
Are we retooling, for a career change? Or are we high school students just starting out with a new career? Those audiences and what they're looking for and the approaches by which they learn are different. We need to adapt. Different audiences have different needs. So that's sort of addressing the is it school to work ROI of an academic degree, or is it school to think?
Hmm.
Is it really not so much to learn what people get a degree? Is it not so much just to learn a specific skill, but the ability to communicate well, work with diverse audiences, diverse people, more than it is to investigate or learn any particular subject? Or is it a combination of both? Or is it school to school? Do you go to school so that you can become a teacher and continue the cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Teach the next round of teachers, or the next round of are the next round of teachers full-time academicians? Or do we need a more, practical insertion? So I'd answer your question with another question. What's the value of an academic degree? Answer that question. Avoid fitting it into a one-size-fits-all approach, and get a tighter coupling between the investment that students make and the return that they expect. And that's how we'll address it. If we don't, higher education will be replaced, because businesses will start hiring people elsewhere if they don't value the degree, for example. Or students will and parents will refuse to go into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt because they don't see the return on it.
Mm-hmm. A huge challenge, but it sounds like you're just the man for the job.
Oh, gosh, it takes a whole community. These are system-wide changes, not individual changes. So there's a lot to do there, and there's a lot of opportunity, because the needs are huge. Anytime there's a need, you can keep a business sustainable.
I should say the right leader for the job. Well, Eric, this has been so much fun and had such great and interesting information. So thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations on being a finalist.
Thank you so much.
This is Karen Goulart with SearchCIO.com. I've been speaking with Eric Hawley, CIO of Utah State University, SearchCIO.com's IT Leader of the Year. If you missed it, in the first part of this podcast, Mr. Hawley discussed some of the biggest challenges facing IT today and how he's addressing them. In the second segment, he spoke about the role of IT and the use of technology to create competitive business advantage. To hear these segments and to read more about Mr. Hawley's award-winning work, please go to searchcio.com.